Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the meeting over to Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank you for being on the call this morning, and I'd also like to thank Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor for Occupational Safety and Health, Jordan Barab, for joining me on this call. As many of you know, back in 2009, OSHA conducted a follow-up inspection of BP's Texas City refinery to determine if the company had complied with the settlement reached after the tragic explosion in 2005 that killed 15 workers. The inspection identified 270 violations of OSHA's Process Safety Management Standard, otherwise known as PSM, from the original 2005 settlement that BP had failed to abate. A settlement of those violations was reached in 2010 for more than $50 million. The 2009 inspection also resulted in an additional 439 new citations for process safety violations. But today we're announcing a settlement between the Department of Labor and BP to resolve nearly all of these additional PSM violations. In total, 409 citations issued have been resolved through this settlement agreement. However, let me be clear about what this means. Hundreds of serious hazards at Texas City have been abated, and more will be addressed by the end of the year. Our primary focus in these negotiations is simple. We wanted all of the cited hazards corrected. We want the men and women who work at Texas City to go home at the end of the day, safe and healthy. And we believe that the terms in this settlement will help ensure that workers don't have to sacrifice their lives or their livelihoods. In addition to the abatements of hazards, BP will pay more than $13 million in penalties. That's in addition to over $50 million the company has paid as a result of the previous 2010 settlement. Now, these penalties are large, among the largest that OSHA has ever issued, as a matter of fact. But while it's easy to get caught up in numbers, I want to emphasize what's really critical here today. And this agreement, you need to understand, will save lives. And as Secretary of Labor, I take my job very seriously. So I promise you that we will make sure BP lives up to their end of this deal, both to their legal and their moral responsibility to protect the lives of workers who make their company what it is. And we'll continue to send that same message to other refineries across this country. I want to thank you again for dialing in, and now it's my pleasure to turn this over to Deputy Assistant Secretary Jordan Barab.
Thank you, Secretary Solis. I just want to take a few minutes to go into a bit more detail before opening it up to questions. With me today, we have some of our experts here, Tom Galassi and Jim Lay, who are in our Director of Enforcement, and Ken Hellman from our Solicitor's Office. Let me begin by stressing the importance of OSHA, importance OSHA attached to the correction of the hazards identified in the 2009 monitoring inspection throughout these negotiations. As part of this agreement, BP has agreed to address the hazards identified using the mechanisms put into place in accordance with the 2009 failure to abate agreement. This will help ensure timely evaluation and permanent correction of the hazards cited, many of which have already been abated. Throughout this process, BP has provided OSHA with detailed progress reports, and independent third-party experts have audited BP's progress in meeting the agreement's requirements. Under today's agreements, all violations covered in the settlement have been or will be addressed by December 31, 2012, using the procedures established under the 2010 agreement. To briefly summarize, of the 439 October 2009 willful process safety management citations issued, 57 remain as willful citations. 61 original willful citations are grouped as 34 repeat citations. 31 are classified as serious citations. And 150 willful citations were grouped as 92 unclassified citations. Furthermore, 110 citations were withdrawn by OSHA, and 30 unresolved citations were grouped as 22 unresolved citations and remain under contest. These will be litigated or settled in the future. Finally, BP has agreed to pay a total penalty of $13,027,000 to settle these citations. The 110 citations were withdrawn because BP provided additional documentation after the citations were issued, documenting that some of the equipment originally cited was either not covered by the PSM standard, were out of service at the time of the inspection, or met applicable, recognized, and generally accepted good engineering practices, or RAGAGEP, requirements. BP's documentation was reviewed and verified by OSHA and independent third-party experts. Similarly, the reclassification of many of the original citations was based on additional information provided by BP and subsequently confirmed by OSHA. The 30 unresolved violations, which were grouped in the settlement as 22 citations, addressed BP's failure to install certain pressure relief valves in accordance with RAGAGEP. These citations will continue to be negotiated or litigated. OSHA, through the Houston South Area Office, has closely monitored BP's progress in complying with the 2010 failure to abate agreement. We intend to maintain the same level of vigilance and monitoring compliance with this agreement. Again, we are pleased that OSHA and BP have been able to reach agreement on the vast majority of the citations in this case, and now I'm available to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. One moment, please, while we wait for the first question. Once again, if you do have a question, please press star 1 and record your name. Again, please press star 1. Woody Sixel, Houston Chronicle Newspaper, your line is now open.
Hi. Can you please go through a little bit more slowly on the citations, and the number of citations that were, how you disposed of all the citations?
Yeah, I'll go through that once more, and I believe that's in the press release as well.
Has that already been issued?
Yes, it was just, hi, this is Jesse Lauder. The press release was just issued when we started this call, so if that hasn't hit your inboxes yet, it should momentarily.
But I'd be glad to go over that one more time. There, the 439, first of all, let me start with this way. The 439, we withdrew 110 for the reasons I described. And then of the 329 remaining, 57 are still remain as willful citations. 61 of the original willful citations were grouped into 34 repeat citations. 31 of the original willful citations were classified as serious citations, and then 150 of the willfuls were grouped as 92 unclassified citations. That should all add up to 439.
Okay, thank you.
Dale McQuillan, Bloomberg News, your line is open.
Yes, thank you. It's kind of following up on that. The Secretary mentioned that this took care of nearly all of the violations. What's outstanding, and are we expecting any further announcements that will come as a result?
Well, as I said, there were 30 unresolved citations. They were actually grouped into 22 unresolved citations that remain under contest. And those will either be litigated, they'll be litigated if they're not settled before that.
And what's the time frame on that?
I'm not sure. It should be relatively soon.
Okay.
I think the actual we're still in discussions on the actual court presentations have been made. Yeah, but the litigation could go on for quite a while. It's unclear as to how soon it will be settled.
Okay. Thank you.
Or resolved.
Erwin Sipa, Reuters, your line is open.
Hi. Just want to ask how you plan to follow up with BP going forward on any future issues that may arise. Will there be future inspections of the refinery, or is this done?
Well, we obviously intend to monitor what goes on at the refinery very carefully. This agreement actually goes through the end of the year. So at the end of this year, BP will deliver a report to us, and we will obviously look at that very carefully. in terms of what they've resolved. And then by that time, again, they should have either corrected or addressed all of the problems we identified at the refinery. Following that, you know, we'll be, you know, we're going to be closely monitoring, obviously through our regular procedures, in terms of either being present, meeting with the refinery, or responding to any kind of complaints or incidents that occur at the refinery.
Do we have some more questions?
Yes, we do have a question from Chris Baltimore from Reuters. Your line is now open.
Yes, thank you. A question for Madam Secretary or Mr. Deputy Assistant Secretary. Can you give some examples of some of the unsafe practices or unsafe conditions that this settlement is going to be abating? This all seems somewhat sterile at this point with a lot of numbers, but in layman's terms or in some descriptions that normal folks could understand, could you just paint a picture of what the unsafe conditions were at the refinery that are now going to be safer?
Yeah, they generally dealt with problems dealing with relief valves, relief system design and installation that did not meet recognized and generally acceptable good engineering practices. In some cases, the process safety information was inadequate. These are all parts of our process safety management standard. One of the requirements is that they have extensive information available about the systems and how they operate and how to respond to any problems. And they didn't have a lot of that process safety information available, or it was inadequate for equipment in highly hazardous processes. And finally, there were a number of violations dealing with the fact that BP operating procedures did not provide clear instructions regarding safe operating limits.
Were there conditions present that were imminently risky to human life that this settlement is addressing?
Well, obviously, we had an explosion in 2005, so I guess you could say.
Yeah, I know about that.
And they had not addressed many of those problems that we identified, plus others that we identified when we cited them in 2009. But at this point, no, there's nothing imminently dangerous. Everything has either been dealt with on a permanent basis or at least on an interim basis at this point. So there's nothing out there that remains as imminently dangerous to workers' lives or the community.
Thank you.
Emily Pickrell, Houston Chronicle newspaper. Your line is now open.
Yes, could you characterize the nature of some of the 30 unresolved citations? And again, give us a human picture so that we have a better sense of what we're talking about that could possibly be litigated.
Yeah, these deal with a rather complicated area. This deals with the operation of pressure relief valves. And what these deal with is BP's failure to protect certain pressure release valves, again, in accordance with RAGAGEP, or the recognized industry procedures. And what this deals with, and if you want a more detailed explanation, we can get that for you, or somebody can explain it, but it deals with inlet pressure drop. Basically, if the valves aren't configured properly, they can and the pressures aren't right, they can vibrate to the extent where they will essentially disable themselves and become inactive. And if you don't have well-operating pressure relief valves, that can lead to major problems, explosions, and that type of thing.
And the reason for the contention, or the obviously there's different viewpoints between BP and the Department of Labor on what the standard should be.
Yeah.
What's the point of contention?
Point of contention. I mean, let me back up a little bit. I mean, refineries are obviously very complicated operations, and there are just hundreds or thousands of different operations and different valves and processes that go on, far beyond what we can require. The procedures far beyond what we can require as part of our regulations. So what we require under our process safety management standard is for refineries to comply again with RAGAGEP, which again is recognized and generally accepted good engineering practices. And what that means is they will take the best engineering practices out there in the industry that have been accepted and recognized by the industry, and apply those to the processes at the plant. And in this case, there's some dispute about what Reg AGIP actually says in terms of this these pressure relief valves. Our contention is again, I mean, they basically differ from what we contend Reg AGIP actually requires in this case. That's what's being litigated right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Stelzer, Pacifica Radio, your line is now open.
Thanks. Yeah, I understand BP is hoping to sell this refinery. How would that affect future inspections, checking up to make sure these changes are made, and potential, say, level of fines under a new owner?
This agreement would convey to the new owner, and we certainly intend to pay just as much attention to the refinery under a new owner as we have under BP.
Our next question comes from Laura Walter, EHS Today. Your line is open.
Yes, can you describe what you have seen from BP since 2009? What are some of the most significant steps they have taken to improve safety there?
Well, as you probably remember, under the agreement reached in 2010, BP agreed to an unprecedented amount of oversight, both by OSHA and by independent verifiers concerning all of the failure to abate citations that they agreed to correct and that they actually paid the entire fine for. So we have been, we have been closely monitoring. These independent verifiers have been closely monitoring. We've been closely monitoring the independent verifiers. And we've been very satisfied with how BP has responded to all of the problems that were raised and all of the agreement, all the terms of the agreement that we reached with them in 2010.
Can you give an example, though, of anything, of any particular safety concern, something specific that they did take care of?
Yeah, one of the main issues that we were dealing with, that we had problems with, and we did not feel like they had satisfied, was in the safety instrumented systems, which is basically a very sophisticated automated process for essentially shutting down or controlling any incidents that occur in the process. And they have actually now installed in at least one of their one of the units, and plan to expand that to all of their units. A very sophisticated system that certainly meet or exceed our expectations.
Our next question comes from Gloria Taulawi, Workplace Weekly Newsletter Publication. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Apart from the fine, what is BP resolved to do going forward in terms of specific things that they will do to ensure that all your requirements, all the things you talked about, are going to be corrected?
Okay. What they have committed, in addition to the fines, have committed to either permanently correcting or having a process for addressing all of the outstanding citations, all the outstanding violations by the end of this year. So by the end of this year, again, they will basically tell us what they've resolved, what they've permanently fixed, and give us a firm schedule for anything that isn't fixed by then. We'll have some kind of interim control measures, and we'll have a schedule also for how they are going to permanently address the other outstanding problems.
Thank you.
Christopher Cole, Inside OCIA, your line is now open.
Hi, thanks for the call. I just quickly wanted to ask, what are, from a legal perspective, some of the takeaways from this process that maybe you could use with other companies or other operations? And also, while we're on the subject, can we get an update on the refinery NEP?
I don't know what the legal takeaways are, but I think that the general enforcement takeaway from this is that enforcement works. I mean, these were the highest citations, the highest level of penalty in OSHA's history, both the 2009 as well as the 2005. It definitely got BP's attention. Their behavior is significantly improved in terms of safety since then. And I think this has sent a strong message out to the rest of the refinery industry as well. In terms of the refinery NEP, we are basically in the process of doing a very detailed analysis of that right now. So we'll have something more on that in the near future.
Do you know how many inspections taking place under that?
Well, we pretty much inspected every refinery in the country aside from those covered by VPP. State plans did there, and we obviously didn't do the state plans, but the states either had either adopted our NEP or adopted something similar.
Thank you.
And again, if you have any more questions, please press *1 and record your name. Our next question comes from Erwin Seba, Reuters. Your line is now open.
Mr. Barrar, I just wanted to make sure I was clear on something you said earlier. You're saying you see no imminent threats to safety at the Texas City refinery at this time. Is that correct?
Yes, nothing that we see, right.
And is that because of BP or OSHA or what was... You know, this seems to have been an unprecedented effort. There were investigations by OSHA, by the Chemical Safety Board, BP's own, internal, study of safety led by former Secretary Baker. Is this what it takes to end safety threats at refineries?
Well, apparently, as you know, even after the 2005 explosion, we discovered in 2009 that they were not adequately addressing the problems there. And it took another... fine that was, four times as much as the original fine, I think, to get their attention. One hopes that this message, we certainly feel that this message has been received by BP from what we've observed, and we certainly hope it's also been received by the rest of the industry.
Okay.
We do have a question from Emily Pickrell, Houston Chronicle newspaper. Your line is open.
Yes, the 400-plus citations that you found, how does that compare with safety process audits that you've done with other major refineries, just to give us some context on how BP at the time of this 2010 audit was comparing to its other counterparts and up through 2012?
Well, we felt in 2009 that BP was kind of behind the curve in terms of refinery safety, and they had a lot of catching up to do, and I think they have recognized that as well and are making sincere efforts to, as they say, and you can talk to BP about this, but they have told us they'd like to become a leader in process safety, and we're certainly willing to support that.
Okay, folks, I don't think we have any more in the queue. If anyone has any final questions, we've got time for just one or two more. Otherwise, we'll wrap things up.
And again, if you do have a question or comment, please press *1 and record your name.
I'll take this lull as an opportunity to let you all know that we do have the release, obviously, that went out. We've got a web page that's linked in the release that has a lot of useful background information and also the agreement itself, and any other information you'd need is available on OSHA.gov.
We do have one more question from Gloria Tawilawi, Workplace Weekly Newsletter publication. Your line is open.
Yes. I believe this agreement takes effect today.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
This agreement between OSHA and BP to settle this most of the citations takes effect immediately?
Yeah, it was signed. Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Erwin Seba, Reuters, your line is open.
Thanks. I just wanted to let you know, I haven't received the press release yet, and so where would I find the statement and the website and things like that? So.
If you go to DOL.gov, it should be posted on the homepage, and okay. it's also should be linked from OSHA.gov.
Okay, thank you.
DOL.gov first.
Yeah. All right, will do.
I show no further questions.
Okay, great. I think we'll wrap up then. Thank you, everybody, for getting on the call today. And if you have any follow-ups or need any other information, please let me know, and we'll get you anything you need. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.